For the past 5 years, carvers have been working to restore the Haida Longhouse in Kasan. It is called Naiwan's, the Great House, though many know it as the Whale House for some of the interior carvings. The structure was built in 1880. In the late 1930s, the Civilian Conservation Corps commissioned local carvers to renovate the building. It is the last remaining traditional Haida Longhouse in the United States, but was not maintained from 1940 until 2011. Fred Olson is vice president of the Organized Village of Kasan.
For all of the Haidas, it is a cultural landmark. You know, it's near and dear to our heart. It's a part of our soul. And so as it decayed, we knew we had to restore it.
Olson says it was the family home of Chief Sunny Hat. Ownership then transferred to the U.S. government, and the land and building are currently the property of Kavilko Incorporated, a Native corporation created under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. The restoration took 5 years. The lead carver was Glenn Stormy Hamar. Hamar worked with three apprentices, Eric Hamar, Justin Hendricks, and Harley Holter. Holter says as they began restoration, you could see remnants of the original house and the 1930s renovations. He says their intention was to keep as much of the original structure as possible, and they were able to retain about 80% of the existing building. Holter says the project was a unique and amazing experience.
I got to experience exactly what that longhouse experienced, just in a short fraction of the time that it's experienced. Like the weather it's had to go through, the vandalism. I got to just see a whole lot of things about it that I had never known, and I'd been going to that longhouse my whole life at that point. So once I got working on it, I just seen a whole new side of it.
Holter says he was surprised to find vandalism, which included bullet holes and graffiti.
I was blown away that somebody could just disrespect something like that much.
There are no plans to use the restored longhouse for any specific purpose. It has remained open over the years and is visited by locals and tourists. No meetings or events take place in it. Olson says he hopes things will remain the same, but also sees cultural opportunities.
One of the most inspiring moments of my life was being in there with all the dancers, and the life spirit in there was just amazing. And so I can imagine, you know, future culture camp type activities or this or that, but I hope that it gets to just be used how it is.
Olson says the project would not have been possible without the support of many individuals and organizations.
I would like to thank all of the people, Native and non-Native alike, who have shown us such an overwhelming outpouring of support and love for the Whale House. Hau'a, thank you very much.
The restoration project was made possible through a partnership with the Organized Village of Kasan, Kavilko, and the Kasan Haida Heritage Foundation. Additional funding was provided by the Rasmussen Foundation, Sea Alaska Corporation, the U.S. Forest Service, the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, and individual donors. More than $1 million was raised.